This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that it is greatly agitated at the moment over racial divisions in this country. Is the only solution, the only possible solution, reparations for slavery? That is what a number of people believe. There is a bill on slavery reparations and on the restoration of affirmative action, preferential treatment, because affirmative action has never been banned in California. What was banned was preferential treatment, which is different. Now, the state legislature, which is about three-quarters Democratic in the Golden State, wants to pass a bill recommending plans to grant reparations to African Americans to counteract the impact of slavery, which did end in 1865. And yes, we had Jim Crow, and we had inequalities that have persisted to the present day. It's absolutely true. But slavery reparations, and that's happening in California as we speak, at the same time that Robert Johnson, the proprietor of Black Entertainment Television, a billionaire, was on CNBC, a business station, and talking very directly about the need for reparations, and he even had a dollar figure. Listen.
Now is the time to go big. Short answers to long, horrific questions about the stain of slavery are not going to solve the inequality problem. We need to focus on wealth creation and wealth generation. And to do that, we must bring the descendants of slaves into equality with this nation. And that's what I propose in this $14 trillion proposal to provide reparations, not only for the sin or the atonement of the sin of slavery and Jim Crowism and desegregation, both de facto and de jure, but to cause America to live up to the concept and the notion that this nation was born on the idea of American exceptionalism. And if we take that big leap, I am convinced that the problems that we confront today can be solved.
Okay, does anybody out there agree with Robert Johnson of BET? 1-800-955-1776. I've done the rough math, and given the fact that the most recent numbers for Black Americans in this country, about 47 million people who identify as African American as Black. So, if you're spending $14 trillion, that means $300,000. For every man, woman, and child. It's a tremendous amount of money. Apparently he was asked where the money is going to come from. He said, oh, look, we're a rich country. And, okay, this is so far beyond. Can we stipulate, do you remember that gigantic package, rescue package that was put together for COVID-19 that was supposed to turn our economy around? Maybe it helped. We'll soon find out, I guess. We are emerging, I think, from the worst of this recession, depression, whatever you want to call it. But that totaled, and for every American, and virtually every American who wasn't earning very, very well, got a $1,200 check in the mail. That was a lot. Okay, this is now offering to black people $300,000 in the mail. You're talking about for a family of four? Mom, dad, two kids? I guess under Robert Johnson's plan, they would get a total of $1.2 million? Remember the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Well, everybody wants to be a millionaire, right? But how do you become a millionaire instantaneously? What do you do with people? And again, this is not a trivial question when you're talking about reparations. Colin Powell, and Jeremy, I do want to do that new book on Colin Powell, which is very, very good. And Colin Powell is the son of immigrants from the West Indies, I believe from Jamaica. And, okay, so his ancestors were never enslaved in the United States. What do you do in terms of paying reparations for people who have immigrated to this country more recently? Nigerian Americans are here, I believe they're over a million in the United States today, and are doing very well educationally, economically, and most of the Nigerian Americans have come in the last 30 years. Do they qualify for reparations? And for people, like Kamala Harris, who also her family is from West Indies on the black side of the family, and on the mother's side of the family, they're Indian American. So she's mixed race. Does she get only $150,000, not $300,000? Look, the entire thing, and $14 trillion, that, I believe our national debt, you know, accumulated over 200 plus years of American independence spending, our total national debt's about $23 trillion. So this would increase our national debt by more than 50% paying these reparations? Good idea? And when you talk about a good idea, the essential problem is that you do not heal divisions based on race by putting forward a gigantic division based on race. And the gigantic division is that if you're a certain race, you get a huge bundle of money from the federal government. And if you're not of that certain race, you don't. Asian Americans have been persecuted horribly in this country. Yes, lynched. Yes, with legislation against them denying their ability to become citizens or to vote or even to enter this country. The Chinese Exclusion Act was passed back in the 1880s. Reparations? You'll say, yeah, but Japanese got reparations, about $25,000 each, for being interned in World War II. That was because you were paying off real, live people who experienced real, live suffering. And I'm not saying that ancestors of today's black community aren't real, live people. They were. But they're not alive. And would it have been a good idea if General Sherman's promise of 40 acres and a mule had been fulfilled if we hadn't betrayed the freedmen through the compromises of Reconstruction? Yes, I think that would have been a good idea. But that's history. Now the job is to make history. Are the demonstrators making history? Well, this is an amazing statement from the Dr. Rachel Levine. This is clip three. The Pennsylvania health secretary who says she doesn't want any gatherings in her state of over 250 people, except one thing. Religious services? No. What one thing? We'll get to that. It's amazing. Coming right up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, what is it that people are demonstrating for at this point? There were some conversations about that in the media that we will get to that are fairly maybe illuminating, maybe a bit shocking. But I'd mentioned this statement, which is all over the Twitterverse, from the Secretary of Health for the state of Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is one of those states with a Republican legislature, both houses, and a very liberal Democratic governor, Tom Wolf. And the Secretary of Health of the state of Pennsylvania, as a physician, named Rachel Levine. And she was asked about Pennsylvania coming out of the pandemic because Pennsylvania was hit hard. It's one of those northeastern states right next to New Jersey, which is the second hardest hit state in terms of the deaths per 1,000 people. But Pennsylvania has been hard hit, and they're gradually coming out. And also, it's been hard hit by riots in Philadelphia. The late Frank Rizzo, whose statue was removed, probably would have dealt with the rioting and the looting somewhat differently from the way it's being dealt with now. But here is the Secretary of Health for the state talking about why some forms of public gathering are privileged and beyond any restriction. Listen.
Secretary, Dauphin County just moved to yellow on May 29th, which means no large gatherings. And apparently there's a march going on that has more than 200 people in today in Dauphin County. Can you clarify the administration's position on May 11th? Business owners were called cowards for wanting to reopen their businesses, and today the governor is actually marching in that. Is that not in violation of your order and his order for large gatherings?
Well, so we have, and the governor has always said that people have the right to protest and to demonstrate and the right of free speech. And so overall, we want large gatherings such as maybe a party or some type of concert or something to be under 250 people. But we are not restricting people's right to protest. There are all obviously significant social issues that are present, that people feel that they need to have a voice. And so the governor is always supportive of that and is participating in that.
This is outrageous. It's incredible. And by the way, if they were demonstrating for President Trump's reelection, if they were demonstrating, as some people did, at state capitals, and by the way, everybody came down like a ton of bricks on some of the people at state capitals because they weren't socially distancing, because they were very close together, because not all of them were wearing masks. And that was a small fraction of the number of people who are out in the streets now. And Greg Tomlin brought this up to me, and I think he's entirely correct. One short month ago, there was a huge controversy because a group of a couple of hundred Jewish people, actually I think it got to be more than 1,000, had gathered for the funeral of a very distinguished rabbi who just died. And it was in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. And Bill de Blasio was furious. He tweeted out, "My message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I've instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping this disease and saving lives, period." Okay, can you imagine Bill de Blasio addressing that kind of statement? To my message to the demonstrators and looters of color, say, "The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups." I what happened to this? Is it that we've licked this pandemic? If we've licked this pandemic, then why are we all going through, those of us who take it seriously, and we all should, why are we still restricted in having people into our homes? Why are we still facing curfews? Oh, and now we're facing curfews to stop the looters. And again, the craziness and the lack of focus, there is a another story, I will get to it, about homeless heroes, but we will get to that. Let's go first to Michael in Houston, Texas. You're on the MedVed Show.
Yeah, Michael, how about asking the political party in charge in the South at the time to pay reparations?
You mean at the time of slavery?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, political parties, first of all, don't have that much money. Secondly, I mean, not $14 trillion. And secondly, here's what they would say, the people who are advocates for reparations, is they would say, look, everybody in America benefited. Everybody got white privilege. There are children and grandchildren, et cetera, of people who lived in the South. And the whole thing makes no sense because a majority of the white people who live in this country today, I'm pretty sure it's a majority of white people who are the children of people who have immigrated, the descendants of people who have immigrated to this country since slavery was ended. But then the whole idea is, oh, you benefited from Jim Crow and you benefited from discrimination. The idea is that Jim Crow was a horrible thing and it benefited no one. What it did basically was to limit businesses and what they could do. And it never made any economic sense. Nicholas in Los Angeles, you're on the Michael Medved show. Hey, Nicholas.
Nice to talk to you again. I was saying that I was doing a lot of thinking about what's happened over the last couple of weeks. And I've come to the conclusion that this is far more than about the death of George Floyd and even more than the issue of police brutality or racism. I think this is an indictment of Western civilization. Because just the image of George Floyd under the man's knee, there's something cracked. It looks like posters of 19th century Belgian Congo trying to get investors to come in and invest into and to know that the natives have been subjugated. There's something about the fact that the Western world has owes its success on the back, sweat, the blood, and yes, the murder of people of color. And I think that's why it resonates around the world.
Okay, you're not saying that you agree that the Western world owes its success to the subjugation of peoples of color, are you?
It certainly does in monetary terms. I mean...
Okay, we will get back to that. That has to be addressed. That simply isn't true. But I think your insight is profound. It's part of the imagery of a knee on a neck, which is particularly resonant. We will be talking about that and more with Christina Hoff Summers, the author of The War on Boys. Right now we have A War on Logic. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the foundation of the United States depends on rule of law. The Attorney General also telling reporters that justice will be served in the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in police custody. Barr saying they have evidence as to who's behind the rioting and looting going on all across the United States.
We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we are also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence.
the first of three memorial services held on Thursday for Floyd. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 12 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, I think actually Nicholas, who just called in from Los Angeles, had a very, I think, very solid insight, which I know Christina Hoff Summers is going to be able to address. She is a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute, a former philosophy professor, author of the triumphant and very important bestseller, The War Against Boys, and she's the host on YouTube of the Factual Feminist podcast. Christina, I just had a caller a moment ago, and we were talking about why it is that this particular incident, of all incidents, the tragic death of George Floyd, has resonated with such force all across the country and all around the world. And he said because the imagery of someone with a knee against a neck holding the face to the ground is so symbolic and so indicative of the way that Western culture and the West generally, America and Western Europe, have oppressed the rest of the world for years and built our own wealth and good fortune on the suffering of others. Is that, you think that what a lot of the demonstrators may not have that in mind, but is that what they're feeling?
Well, it may be what they're feeling, but the image is so, the reality of what happened is just so awful. And the fact that this man was killed, we watched a death before our eyes, a murder, and he was crying out for his mother. That's what got me. And I have these fantasies of being there and running and interfering, you know. I mean, they're like Walter Mitty fantasies, as if I would be able to do that. But I think the thing for me is that it was so powerful. I initially thought, and maybe this will still happen, that this was going to bring the country together because everyone was outraged by this. It was just so horrible. And
yes, no one has defended it. It's indefensible.
It's indefensible, and then you want to know what the hell's going on in a police department, and you see that he had some prior incidents, and it turns out that we need police reform. There's a lot of agreement across the political divide. It's a big problem with the police unions. Now, having said that, suddenly people are using this as an excuse for the entire country and all of our institutions, all policemen. There are some very good policemen, very, very fine people, and they are as pained by incidents like this as any of us. So what I welcome is the new resolve to engage in reform and try to understand the situation. What I rebel against is sort of opportunistic leftists, both in the streets with, you know, the Antifa, all that, and the looting and so forth, as well as the academics and certain journalists who are using it as an occasion to attack every institution in the United States and say that we need to tear it down. And, you know, I just heard a professor yesterday on a Slate podcast defending violence as an important form of communication, and without considering what that violence will do to communities, especially poor communities. And so that has me very frustrated right now.
Oh no, it's deeply, deeply frustrating. It's heartbreaking, in fact. And I don't know if you heard the news today, the Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton, speaking at what was actually a very touching memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis, announced a new March on Washington for August 28th. And he apparently has the support of Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther King III, the son of Dr. King, who did the last March on Washington. How do you think that's going to go? What do you think President Trump should do about welcoming a new March on Washington? And by the way, it's scheduled for the day after he's scheduled to give his convention acceptance speech.
Well, I'm concerned because if it were an event that was going to bring people together, that would be one thing. But if it's an occasion to, I mean, it just depends on who's organizing it. And, you know, I would need to know more. I mean,
he's demanding, part of the event is going to be for criminal justice reform and for police reform. That's it. But again, a lot of the demonstrators who have demonstrated so far, they're calling for defunding the police. Do you see any evidence that we need fewer cops? I mean, certainly not this week. We haven't seen a lot of evidence like that.
For cops, but here's the other fallacy. And we hear from certain experts that it's just a given that we have systemic racism and white supremacy. There's racism in the society. There is no question. There are all sorts of pathologies, and racism is one of the most serious among them. However, there are other interpretations of some of the problems in the black community, and you have brilliant black intellectuals. You have McWhorter, and you have Glenn Lowry, and you have the young man Coleman Hughes. We hardly hear from them in the mainstream media. So you tend to hear, you know, a lot from New York Times journalists who are very woke and very carried away with the 1619 Project, and not from more moderate voices who give more nuanced views, and who will tell you that racism is a part of the problem, but also fatherlessness and the schools, the sorts of schools that we have. We need education reform, but there's problems in getting that sort of thing going because there are all sorts of vested interests. So if you really want to do something about poverty and suffering in these communities, you need to hear from different points of view. And if it's just going to be that it's white supremacy, it's racism, it's police brutality, that's not going to solve the problem. Suckers.
Yeah, maybe we should deploy the term educational empowerment. Because,
yes,
honestly, all the polling shows that when it comes to choice in education, offering African-American people and communities a way out of some schools that aren't very good and a chance for more choice in the kind of education they want for their children, that's a popular thing. And that's an area that the left has been deeply, deeply resistant to. Last question. You've gotten a terrific response for an excellent tweet just recently where you said the violence tonight is not about George Floyd. Growing numbers of young Americans have been taught to think of the U.S. as an evil empire, a white supremacist, patriarchal hellscape. How do you believe our children should be taught to think of the country in which we live?
I think that schools, they can be honest about the mistakes the country has made, but you also want to cultivate in children an attachment and respect and understanding and even love for the finer traditions of the country. And somehow those have been edited out of many curricula.
And this, by the way, part of the problem, it seems to me, is a lack of context. It's like people talk about the horrible, horrible oppression of black people in America, and black people have been oppressed in America, and they have suffered. But where have they been treated better? Where in the world? Because all of those ancient African empires, they all practice slavery. And the idea is the United States is not on this world alone. But compared to everything else, I still think we have every reason for gratitude, if not pride. That too. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. We linked to Christina Hoff Summers and her work at michaelmedved.com. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Part of the problem with the United States of America at the moment is this feverish, obsessive interest on questions of police and looters and demonstrators and bad cops and oppression and basically on race, focusing all the attention there, ignores every other problem we face, including the pandemic, which continues to be a threat, including our collapsing or maybe partially collapsed economy. I'm glad the market's doing better. But one of the problems that has been sort of shunted aside, even in the midst of a pandemic, is homeless people. And this is not only a problem for them, of course it's a gigantic economic problem for downtowns everywhere, for the people who have to deal with homeless encampments, and yes, for the disease involved with those kind of encampments. NPR did a piece on what seems to be a very nice pastor in Montgomery, Alabama, who has a church that he says brings the steeple to the streets, and dedicates itself particularly now to making it easier for homeless people to stay on the streets. Why? Well, listen.
Aitken's rapport with people like Jerry is one reason the Montgomery Advertiser newspaper has called him a community hero.
I'm no hero. I have wonderful volunteers that serve. They are heroes. The people that we serve on the streets, they are true heroes. They're able to survive in situations that most Americans couldn't even fathom.
How are homeless people heroes? Why is it that we are so eager to honor somebody who allows homeless people to continue to be homeless, makes it easier for them? See, this is the thing. This was a very long segment on NPR. I listened to the whole thing. It was 7 minutes long. And there wasn't a single mention of helping people transition from living on the streets to living like normal, decent human beings. It was just all about supporting them as they are. That's not a favor. Homeless people aren't heroes. Cops are heroes. They're heroes 99.999% of the time, putting themselves on the line to keep you and me safe. Teachers are heroes. I have two teachers, my two daughters, and they are heroically devoted through the pandemic to trying to continue to take care of people who've served in the military. The doctors and nurses who make all of this possible. And yes, I'm very proud that my daughter-in-law is a nurse. Those are heroes, but people who are living and intense and begging? They're human beings. They're worthy of compassion, but real compassion involves getting them out of our parks and getting them off the freeway underpasses. This is no way to live. This is not acceptable. This is a reality that has to be changed. Let me go to Bruce in Long Beach, California. Bruce, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Yeah. I want to say the African-Americans who want change have to decide if they want change or if they want occasionally free things out of Target. And I suggest you cannot have both. You have to choose. And if they really had the courage, if they would really take it to the man, if they want to really take it to the man and force change.
Right, I know. It's something about the death of John Lennon. can hear that one coming a mile away. But you're right. You can't have both. Free things out of Target after you break the window is not a way to advance change. Let me mention this. You talk about police and what police deal with. And yes, every once in a while there is a racist incident. And this sounds like a hate crime. Dateline, Associated Press story, Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. Police arrested a woman on suspicion of pointing a gun at her neighbors in what authorities classified as a hate crime. Mount Lake Terrace police arrested the woman yesterday for investigation. Actually, it was Monday. For investigation of a hate crime and a second-degree assault. Police said she appeared to be having mental health issues. The 67-year-old woman is white, and the neighbors are black. They're also Muslim. The woman, who was not immediately identified, is accused of pointing a pistol at a 34-year-old mother with her two young daughters, both of whom are younger than 15. Police said the woman told the family to go back to their native country because they don't belong in the United States. Great moment to do this, lady. The mother called police and told officers she and her children feared for their lives. Well, if she pointed a gun at them, she had reason to. The suspect then barricaded herself in her apartment when police arrived. She eventually allowed them to enter, and officers said they found at least two guns, including one that matched a description given by her neighbor. Okay, if nothing else, she's being held on $20,000 bail in Snohomish County Jail. If nothing else, isn't this an indication that people with mental health issues, even occasional mental health issues, should be kept away from firearms? And, yes, we have work to do, but I mentioned this story because it's an indication of how much we value and need the police. Because who else do you call if you're in a situation like the poor mother with her two young daughters who's threatened by a gun? Okay, tomorrow, on the Medved Show, there are a number of stories that are just amazing. One of the key stories is, what do you do in the future, given the fact that the progressive agenda that so many of these demonstrators seem to embrace has actually been tried at exactly the cities they're demonstrating against? Why has none of that worked? We'll talk about that with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who's written a terrific column on that very subject. We'll also talk about Kamau Bell, who's a comedian, host on CNN of the United Shades of America. And he has been speaking with Conan O'Brien, and he needs to appoint a person of color, he says, to be in charge of Conan's whiteness. This is not a joke. This has to do with basically the idea of none of us being woke enough if we have white skin. Speaking of which, two new movies, one with Steve Carell. It's a TV series. It's a 10-part TV series called Space Force. And yes, it has political implications because Steve Carell plays the first general put in charge by an unnamed president of a new branch of the service called Space Force. That's exactly what President Trump is doing. We're also going to be covering a very disturbing new film that has received a great deal of publicity that is very misleading. It's a documentary that goes into great detail about the very sad life of Norma McCorvey. Norma McCorvey was the original Jane Roe. The film is called A.K.A. Jane Roe. And she was the lead plaintiff in Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court case that ended up leading to the legalization of abortion everywhere in America. And then 20 years after that, she had a Christian conversion, and she became very active in the pro-life cause. She was actually one of the leaders who helped win success after success for the pro-life cause in rolling back abortion. Except now this film features Norma McCorvey, who just died recently, saying, "I have a deathbed confession to make. It was all an act. I'm really for abortion. I was never really a Christian. And I've got to tell you, having seen this film and watched it, it is extremely disturbing because you actually see a woman in her last days. But there are all kinds of problems with this story that are very much worth considering. Why? Because it indicates just how extreme people on the left have become in terms of affirming things that most people would consider to be loathsome, like looters and violence, affirming them as American rights. And it also indicates some disturbing elements on the right. We'll be reviewing those films and more also tomorrow. And, of course, we will get to the question of the president using military force to stop the looting. Will that happen? Probably not. Should that happen? It's certainly legal, but leading generals say absolutely not. We will get to that in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.